619 Triple Team Traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, crash southbound I-15 right before Point of the Mountain. Car lost control in these slippery conditions and smacked head-on into the side barrier, and the two right lanes are blocked. Southbound, again, that's near Bluffdale. Northbound, speeds are a little under the limit, as they should be, but the volumes aren't too heavy yet between Point of the Mountain and downtown. Your drive time, however, to be safe, it should take you about 20 to 25 minutes. The further south you start, the longer it'll take. Plus, switching from SR-201 onto I-15 and I-215, those ramps are very icy this morning, so please be very careful, Eric.
Got a new crash going on I-80 westbound. This is just past the 1300 east exit, and the vehicles involved are over on the left shoulder, so be careful to stick to the right going by there. Down Utah County, wet road conditions making for some very slow driving right now between Pioneer Crossing and SR-92. Also had an accident southbound from SR-92 to get onto the freeway, and northbound on I-15 at University Parkway in Orem. Lynn?
Well, coming out of Ogden, Eric, it's not really looking too bad. Slick roads to deal with, so take your time on those curves, but you're making your way through Layton and Kaysville on down through Farmington and into the downtown Salt Lake City area just below speeds, but people are moving along well. Still some sluggish traffic on SR-192 just south of Hillard Forest Base, just both directions as you make your way this morning toward I-15. Need a longer-lasting bulb? Batteries Plus Bulbs has a huge selection of LEDs starting at just $1.83 after mail-in rebate. See batteriesplus.com for details. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.